You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
For this final meditation of the week, we are in the prophet Zephaniah, not one that we read too commonly, chapter 3. And instead of reading the whole passage, I'll read it by parts and comment as we go. Just to say, before even beginning with verse 14 in chapter 3, the context here is a judgment on the people for their arrogance and pride and sinfulness. But then the Lord ending that section just before our passage by speaking about the remnant who is left, who do no injustice, who have no deceitful tongue, that the Lord will give them a place to, as it were, pasture to lie down, a place of refuge. And then we begin our passage. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. There's a cause for great rejoicing here. You've got this wonderful parallelism. Shout, O daughter of Zion. Sing, O Israel. Rejoice. Exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. So you've got a kind of threefold call for the people of God to really raise a shout. And it's a shout of deliverance. The Lord has taken away judgments against you. He's forgiven you your sin. And he's cleared away your enemies. And so he's taken away both the internal obstacle, but then also those that were persecuting them. And then it says, the King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. And then again, on that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. This passage, in a sense, is not, strictly speaking, a messianic prophecy like the others we've looked at this week. But it does point in the same direction, and it's this phrase, the Lord your God is in your midst to deliver you. After yesterday's passage, his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. The Lord is in your midst. It's speaking about the same reality. God will not only come with a kind of deliverance from on high, he's going to be in their midst in some profound way. And of course, in the incarnation, we believe the Lord has tabernacled among us in a very special way by becoming a human being. And in that, from that presence, he will be mighty to save. But then it goes on even more. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you, or he will comfort you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. This is remarkable. It isn't just that the Lord has, all right, I'll come do a job, I'll come deliver you, I'll be your redeemer. But there's a kind of joy and delight. What I see in this when I read it is a kind of prophetic announcement of what we see in the parable of the prodigal son. The father greeting the son, rejoicing over him, throwing a feast, in a sense. He will rejoice over you with gladness. This is the expression of great delight on the part of the Lord God. He will comfort you. He will quiet you by his love and exult over you with loud singing. The Lord is not just coming to deliver us in an objective way, but he's to be our God. This is what we're celebrating as we're coming up now to the Feast of the Incarnation, a time when we can sing aloud and shout because God has come in our midst. He's come to save. He's come to rejoice over us and comfort us with his love.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.